Second down and 11 for Chicago. They scrimmage from their own 18 as we start the second quarter. They lead it 10-0. First quarter numbers, total yards, Chicago 102, Detroit 30. Passing, 24-8 Bears. Rushing, 78-22 Bears. Time of possession, 904, 556 Bears. First down, 6-1 Bears. Each team with one penalty. Lions 0-4 on third down. Here comes Chicago. Cutler to throw. With time in the pocket, over the middle. Got it complete. Nope, drop. Kellen Davis right in his hands, kneeling at the 30. Should have caught it. Would have been a first down, but he couldn't hang on. Former Spartan dealing the Lions a break there.
Well, that's wide open. Now, the ball was a little low, but you're in the NFL. You're going to make that catch. And I know Cutler's probably mentioning it to Kellen Davis.
Mentioning it,
saying... you might want to grab that one. Hold on. That would have been a first down.
Third and 11. Another chance for the Lions defense to get off the field. That front four digs in. Cutler takes, drops, looks, going to get hit, throws as he does, incomplete, overthrows his intended receiver, Matt Forte. And Cutler took a shot back there from Kyle Vandenbosch.
Well, Vandenbosch goes upfield against Jamarcus Webb and then cuts it back down underneath when Cutler steps up. And Cutler knew it was coming, and that forced the overthrow. Could have been a pick, but Cutler did take a shot.
First three and out for the Bears tonight. Lions set to get it back. Stephon Logan standing on the 33-yard line to our left. Podlish with his heels on his 5-yard line to our right. Good snap. Right-footed punter. Sends it on its way. Fair catch called for by Logan. He fumbles it, and he fumbles it out of bounds. And there is a flag down that came in late. On the near sideline, a flag came in. Boy, Logan's got to be careful handling that football. Caught a big break that he was near the sideline, and that flew right out of bounds.
For the first time today, the Lions are going to get a little field position. And it's because Nick Harris's punt turned it around, and the defense got a three and out.
Let's check this penalty before we count on field position. The officials huddling down on the field at the 42-yard line, which is where the ball went out of bounds. Let's see what the call is. It came in late on the near side. Here's Al Riveron.
Illegal block in the back on the kicking team. 10-yard penalty will be added to the end of the run. First down.
Wow, you don't get a lot of illegal blocks in the back on the kicking team.
Hey, the way it's going for the Lions tonight, you better take it and you better make good on it.
Well, second quarter brought to you by this Michigan-based company, Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's original square pizza since 1946. 10-0 Bears, 14-42 to go first half. I feel like it's time. It's time.
You good with that? You mean you had enough?
It's time of get this offense on track.
Non-production, have you?
Matthew Stafford out of the gun, takes inside handoff, goes to LeSure. Didn't get much. Back to the line of scrimmage. That's about it. Line of scrimmage is the Bears' 49-yard line. Henry Melton and Stephen Pius team up to take him down.
Well, they put Calvin that time in the slot, and Tillman followed him there. Now, when Tillman's there, is your best corner, okay? You got two other guys out there, and those are the guys that you've got to get free. Now you've got Tony Scheffler in a slot. How are they going to cover him?
Second and 10, Stafford out of the gun. LeSure to his right. Two receivers right, one left. Stafford fakes the inside handoff, wants to throw. Looks, going to get hit, going to get sacked. Taken down back at the 50, loss of one on the play. Paya and McClellan in there, and it's going to be third and 11. Lions with good field position, but currently going the wrong way.
Well, they wanted to go to Scheffler, but Scheffler was covered again. A linebacker takes Scheffler up the field. They ran a vertical route. Scheffler runs up the field. Linebacker takes him and doesn't. He gets in the passing lane. There's nobody there open for Stafford to throw.
George Bell in the game at running back. He's to the left of Stafford. Brandon Pettigrew to the right. Third and 11. Bears with seven men up on that line. Stafford's got time to throw, does. Deep middle, wants Titus Young, overthrows him, incomplete. Young had come open down inside the 25-yard line. Stafford threw it a little bit behind him. Hard to tell if Young maybe cut that a little too far inside or Stafford threw it too far outside, but either way, that's an opportunity the Lions leave on the table in terms of field position and an open receiver deep in Bear territory.
Yeah, well, the Bears are showing Stafford a lot of different looks. They're running people out of there. They're bringing different blitzes, and I think Matthew's just not reading it right now as well enough as he should.
Flag down as Nick Harris's punt hits inside the 5-yard line and will die at the 3. So the Lions are going to have the Bears backed up. Let's check on that flag.
I think it's against the Bears.
It's going to be a hold against the Bears, which will move them just a little bit further back. There's not much room left between them and the goal line.
But this is where the Lion defense now has got to stand up again. Turn
the kick,
field position
holding
around.
Number 33 of the receiving team. Half the distance of the goal. First down, timeout.
So the Bears will be backed up when we come back, but they lead it by a score of 10-0, 13-16 to go first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. Built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Today's second quarter Michigan May business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two. Member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Back at the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Matt Derry with you. NLCS Game 7 going on right now. It's all Giants. San Francisco with a 5-run third, up 7-0 on the Cardinals. On the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios here in Detroit, we send it back to Chicago, Dan and Jim.
Hey, D's, big advantage for the Tigers in that they've been sitting. They can set up their rotation. What's San Francisco look like coming out of this series?
Yeah, you know, they used Vogelsong last night. He's their number two. They're using Kane tonight, their number one. You got to think Barry Zito for game one.
Yeah, Zito's been shaky at best, but he did have a good outing last time out. Huge outing for him. Here we go. Bears first and 10 from their own one. And movement up front. The Lions are saying Chicago move. Chicago, of course, pointing to the Lions. If it's against the Bears, they'll lose about 18
ball start,
inches.
Number 60, offense, half the distance of the goal, still first down.
It's on Lance Lewis, and they lose. That's an 18-inch penalty. It goes from the 1 to the half-yard line.
You know what? Maybe it's time for the defense to score here since the offense is having their troubles.
Well, they led the NFL in doing that last year. Let's see what they can come up with. First and 10. Cutler up under center. Forte the lone back. Forte gets the call. He slipped one tackle in the end zone. Got it back out to about the 5-inch line, and that's it. Lions wanted a safety, but he got clear of that end line.
Boy, Levy is playing some football.
Steven Tulloch and Levy both in there.
Yep. Boy, I don't know.
Fairly and early as well.
That was really close. That ball looked like it went down on the goal line, and if it did, I'm telling you, that's a safety. They're not going to challenge it, though.
Here we go. Yeah, it looked like he got it out on the replay, just barely, and that's why they're at about the 6-inch line. Cutler out of the gun. Empty backfield, standing 5 yards deep in his end zone. Cutler takes, drifts back, looks, with time. Now he's pressured, throws incomplete off the hands of his intended target, Earl Bennett, covered out there by Steven Tulloch. It'll be 3rd and 10 Bears from inside their own one.
Boy, Lawrence Jackson wanted a hold in the end zone for a safety and should have gotten it. The right tackle, Gabe Carini, actually got his arm outside the framework of his shoulders, which is the rule now for holding, and no call was made, so Bears dodge one there.
Let's see what Chicago comes up with here on third down and 10 from inside their own one. Cutler under center, Forte the lone back. Two receivers right, one left. Four-man front for the Lions. Cutler takes, five-step drop, looks, throws, got it complete, and it's a first down to Brandon Marshall. Let him off the hook. Marshall out to the 19-yard line, 18-yard gain, and a first down. That's huge. Split two defenders on the play to feather it in there, and Marshall makes the catch, picks up the first down, and the Bears leading 10-0 with 12 minutes to go in the first half. Get a fresh set of downs, and that's big right here.
Yep, and you've got to have somebody underneath there, and instead they bounce the safety off deep, and that takes away the underneath coverage, and Cutler's able to go pitch and catch.
First and 10, they give it to Forte. Forte being chased, hit by Houston, and dropped as he comes across the 20 to the 21-yard line. Lewis Delmas in there as well. It's a pickup of two on the play. It'll bring up second and 8. Today's game brought to you by McDonald's, brewing the official coffee of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Lions defensively doing a nice job against Forte on the run. But, boy, those third down conversions are just, they're killing them. Got to get off the field on third down.
Cutler back to throw on second down. Little misdirection, goes the opposite way. It is caught by Brandon Marshall, and they're going to call a horse collar on Alphonso Smith. Now, on that play, it looks like he's got the front of the jersey as well as the back.
He's got the shoulder pad, but it's on the shoulder. It's not in the back.
Personal foul.
Not in the back of the net.
Horse collar tackle, number 27 on the defense. 15-yard penalty, first down.
Yeah, a drive that started at the 1-yard line now has the Bears in business after they mark off 15. All the way up across the 45 to the 47-yard line. They'll have it there. First and 10.
Man, that's, you know, that's so close. I mean, he doesn't have the back of he's got the front of the shoulder pad. He does not have the back of it. That's really close, and I don't know whether you want to call it a horse collar.
I don't like that call. He's got him by the front of the jersey, and the other one's reaching over the top of the shoulder pad.
And again, it's not the back of the neck where a horse collar is normally called.
Cutler, five-step drop, wants to throw on first down, loads up, does, over the head, and Devin Hester, the intended receiver, able to get a hand on it down at the Lion 44-yard line, but couldn't haul it in.
You know how many tipped balls and how close the Lions have had opportunities for interceptions? I mean, it seems like when they tip balls, or balls are overthrown over the middle, where Cutler has done it a couple times tonight, the Lions don't have a safety there to pick it off. You got to be in the right place at the right time sometimes.
Second and 10, Chicago from their own 47. They lead it 10-0, 10:35 to go first half. Cutler out of the gun. Forte to his left, two receivers left, one right. Cutler takes, inside handoff goes to Forte, trying to cut it outside, being chased, and he's got good yardage across the 50 and down to the 45-yard line. Picks up 8 on the play. Steven Tulloch with the tackle. It'll bring up 3rd and 2.
Well, this is all Forte. And again, it allows Forte to get outside because Kyle Van Den Bosch dives down inside. He lets contain be broken. It's a draw play, but as soon as Forte sees Kyle Van Den Bosch vacate, he just cuts it where he was.
Bears 3 out of 6 on third down tonight, looking at a 3rd and 2 from the Lion 45. Cutler out of the gun, Michael Bush to his right. Lions with a 4-man front. Cutler takes, wants to throw. Steps up, throws, left side, caught by Brandon Marshall, sliding down at the 25-yard line. It's a first down. Beat Alphonso Smith and Lewis Delmas on the play for a gain of 20.
Well, there's a reason they brought Brandon Marshall over here. It's because he and Cutler played together in Denver. They have a nice relationship. Marshall is a big receiver, 6'4", 230. And right now they're just wearing out the Lions' Alphonso Smith.
4 catches, 57 yards, and a touchdown for Marshall so far tonight.
And they're putting Marshall in a slot, so he gets the nickelback, Alphonso Smith. And they're just wearing him out.
9th play of the drive coming up for the Bears. They've got it 1st and 10 from the Lion 25. They lead 10-0, looking for more. Cutler on first down, wants to throw. Flag down. Cutler's going to keep it and run it. Cutler 20, Cutler 15. Cutler slides at the 10. He's got a first down. Lions may have been in early.
Holding.
There's an offsides, I think, Lions, and then there's a holding call against Chicago.
Well, he was about to call the holding. Now maybe he's being updated on the offsides as well. See if it's offsetting or just one call.
There are two fouls on the play, one by each team. Holding, number 72, offense. Defense, offside, number 79. Those penalties will offset. Replay first down.
Well, that cuts the Lions a break because a 15-yard run by Cutler is taken off the books. And they'll reload. It'll be first and 10 from the Lion 25 again.
Well, somebody better spy Cutler. Somebody better have an idea where Cutler is, because he has hurt them badly with his feet tonight. Not something you think he'd do, but he's athletic, and if he sees open space, he's going to go for it. And he's hurt the Lions with it.
Two runs for 34 yards, and that doesn't count the one right there that came off the books.
He'd be their leading rusher with that run tonight.
First and 10, Cutler up under center. Forte the lone back. Cutler turns, gives to Forte, trying to get outside, forced back inside, and taken down as he gets to the 20-yard line. It's a pickup of 5 on the play. Jonte Green made the tackle. Nice block by the backup tight end Kyle Adams to help spring him for a couple of extra yards in there.
Now, the one thing that Louis Delmas did do is he left him back inside. He did not allow Forte to get outside, and he forced him back in where the rest of the defense was, or it would have been a bigger play.
Second and 5, Chicago at the Lions 20. They lead 10-0, 8:01 to go here in the first half. Three tight end set for the Bears, and second down and 5. Cutler up under center, turns, gives to Forte, trying to get outside, being chased by Durant, and taken down by Durant right at the line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and 5. Terrific play by Durant. Stayed home, made the play, and gives the Lions another chance to come up with a third down stop.
That speed by Durant, because he actually came underneath the play. He came underneath the block and ran down Forte from the inside out. Normally, you got to get outside. And Durant took a chance, but knew that he could run him down, and he did.
Three receivers set for the Bears. Third down and 5. They lead it 10-0. They scrimmage from the Lions 20. Cutler works from the gun. Looking out over that defense, he's got Forte to his right. Cutler takes. Lions bring the blitz. Cutler going to get hit. Cutler going to go down back at the 30-yard line. Taken down by Justin Durant and Stephen Tulloch. And they'll lose 10 on the play. That'll bring up fourth down, and Robbie Gould will come on for a field goal attempt.
Well, Gunther Cunningham decided he was going to dial up a little something extra for Cutler, and he brought the inside guy, so there wasn't any room for him to scramble, because Tulloch was up in there, and so was Durant. And that inside area where Cutler has been scrambling wasn't there anymore.
It's a 47-yard field goal attempt for Gould. Hash mark right side. Good snap, spot down, kick is blocked. It is blocked by the Lions. Chris Houston tells everybody to back off it. Sammy Hill got in there and got a hand on it, and that is big. It keeps the Bears from tacking anything else on that 10-0 lead. It is still the Bears 10 and the Lions nothing. 6:33 to go here in the first half. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
In many cultures, it's customary to mark special occasions with a gift of an appliance.
Wait, don't tell me. These can only be the appliance-centric musings of Gordy, founder of ABC Warehouse.
For example, it's a tradition in Sweden to give a boy an electric range on his 16th birthday.
Nothing says welcome to manhood like a kitchen appliance.
And many people don't know that the 12th wedding anniversary is the front-loading washer anniversary.
Now he's just making stuff up.
Fortunately, ABC Warehouse has a great selection of appliances for any occasion, all at the closest thing to wholesale.
So, everything from dishwashers for the lucky graduate to the traditional Halloween refrigerator.
Exactly. Kids love refrigerators.
Of course they do, Gordy.
During the ABC Warehouse pre-inventory clearance sale, enjoy store-wide savings and take up to 5 years to pay. Don't go through another holiday with that old range. This week, get a GE gas range with sealed burners and self-clean oven for just $447. Other ranges starting from just $277. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Just like the Lions, Flagstar is one tough competitor. And while there are a lot of rivals out there trying to prove they're from here and understand Michiganders, we know the truth. You can't fake, local. Flagstar is Michigan at its core. In fact, they're the largest bank headquartered in the state. Visit flagstar.com to learn more or look for a branch on your next drive home. You'll probably see two. Flagstar Bank, member FDIC. Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is Buddy's Pizza, a hometown original. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Well, looking at the replay, it looks like Lawrence Jackson may have made the block on that field goal, not Sammy Hill, but either way, that's a big play for the Lions.
Sure is, and earlier on the first field goal of gold, Ndamukong Suh almost got a piece of it. This time, the defense did get a piece of it. But more importantly, the Lion offense has to wake up. Dan, in 16 offensive plays in this game, they've got 29 yards.
That's not going to get it done.
No kidding.
Not unless you take over at the one. Today's Belt Tire Touchdown Contest first half contestants, April Morrison from Whitmore Lake. Let's see if they can get you one here, April. Stafford out of the gun on first down. Blitz comes. The Lions hold it off. Stafford throws complete. Across the 45 to the 46-yard line, caught by Titus Young. It's a 9-yard gain. Bring up second and one.
The Lions keep the running back in, Michael Ashore, and that is a guy that takes over the safety, rushing in on a blitz from the edge, gives Stafford time to make the call.
Second and one, Lions keep it on the ground. Ashore going to get hit behind the line and drop for a loss. Inside the 45, back at the 44, loss of one. Shea McClellan in there to make the stop. Bring up third and two.
Lions tried to pull a guard and get him around the right side. Rob Sims just couldn't get there. I mean, you got to get more push in the offensive line on the right side, and that was Peterman and Pettigrew.
Lions are 0-for-5 on third down tonight.
And Charles over there on that right side.
Two receivers left, one right. Stafford out of the gun.
Look at that. They got 10 guys on the line of scrimmage.
One deep safety. Opportunity for the Lions if they can get it off. Stafford takes, looks, throws over the middle. Caught Burleson. Nope, drop. Nice job by Lance Briggs to get a hand in there and knock the ball away from Nate, who had it and should have caught it at the 50 for a first down.
Oh, there's a first down right there. That two first downs the Lions have dropped. Pettigrew has dropped one, Burleson just now, and Calvin Johnson earlier.
That is the second time tonight the Lions have had a second and one situation and failed to convert. Five out of their six possessions tonight have resulted in a three and out. We got a timeout on the field. I think the Bears have thrown the red flag. I think the Bears want to take a look at this and see if maybe Burleson had possession and there was a fumble in there. Here's Al River on to give us what exactly Lovie Smith is looking for. I think what they're questioning, I think what the officials are telling him is, nah, it's not. There's no football move there. There's no extra step.
No, we were just looking at the replay, and this is a challenge. That
Chicago cannot challenge that play. The play was ruled as incomplete, therefore they cannot challenge it. Chicago is not charged with a timeout, and they are not charged with a challenge. It will be fourth down.
So the Lions will have to punt it away. Earl Bennett back deep, kind of interesting. No Devin Hester. Bennett so far this year has not returned a punt. Harris on to send it away for the Lions, and there is movement and a flag down, and the Lions moved up front.
False start, number 59, offense, 5-yard penalty, still fourth down.
Penalty called on the Lions to Tahir Whitehead.
Can I say this now?
You may.
You don't want to look like this on Monday Night Football.
Nick Harris to punt. Angles it to his right. Bennett will come up and take it at the 23-yard line. Hit by John Wendling and taken down at the 26. Down 10-0. It's not the way you want to look.
I'm not speaking anything out of school.
And a high-powered offense is not getting it done right now. Lions down 10. 5:12 to go first half. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Whether you're going to need new tires now or sometime down the road, Bell Tire makes sure that you always get the lowest tire price, period. That's because we do the shopping for you. We search the competition every day to make sure we're giving you the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. So why spin your wheels? For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire, with over 80 locations there in your neighborhood. For the Bell Tire near you, call 888-GO-BELL or log on to belltire.com. Hurry to Bell Tire today.
This season, the Lions Radio Network will highlight during the second quarter of play Michigan-made, Michigan-based companies that support the radio network. Fans, we remind you to support all of our partners and the ones that are a big part of your community and our state. Today's Michigan-made company is the Ford Motor Company, based in Dearborn, Michigan. Ford, the official automobile company of the Lions Radio Network.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, introduces the Made in Michigan Great Lakes Pizza Collection, supporting the Alliance for the Great Lakes. Visit any Buddy's today and show your support.
Brought to you by the Henry Ford Health System, official hospitals of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. 10-0 Chicago. They've got it back, first and 10 from their own 26. It'd be big if the Lions could keep them from scoring any more points. They get the ball first in the second half. Cutler on first down, play action fake, back to pass, being chased by Sue. Sue's got him, and he's going to go down. Sack back at the 16-yard line.
Well, that's just Ndamukong Suh running him down. And he beats a double team and uses his athleticism and knocks him down. And I think Jay Cutler's hurt.
Jay Cutler is down and holding his head in his hands and has not gotten up yet. Suh took him down hard on the play. And the Bears medical personnel will go out to take a look at Jay Cutler.
Well, Cutler tried to bail out to his right, and Suh grabbed him by the shoulder pads and then went down on the shoulder. But that's a clean sack.
It's a clean sack. It's just a big man coming down on top of you. And Jason Campbell is warming up on the sidelines. We'll take a break. Bears up 10-0. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Whether you're going to need new tires now or sometime down the road, Bell Tire makes sure that you always get the lowest tire price, period. That's because we do the shopping for you. We search the competition every day to make sure we're giving you the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. So why spin your wheels? For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
In Michigan, family and tradition matters. The Sam Bernstein Law Firm has both. A great Michigan family and tough, smart lawyers. A long, long tradition of fighting and winning. Over the years, thousands and thousands of families have turned to the Bernsteins at 1-800-CALL-SAM for help. If you're injured, they're ready to help. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get the Bernstein advantage. I trust them, and you can too. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. The best call you'll ever make.
Today's second quarter Michigan-made business is ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale. Fans, we remind you to support all the Lions Radio Network partners and our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Jay Cutler bounced up and ran off. He appears to be ready to come back in the game.
Boy,
Jason Campbell is going to run this play. Former first-round pick of the Redskins. Campbell on second down and 18. Back to pass. Campbell being pressured. Campbell rolling out of it, being chased. And slides across the 20 to the 22-yard line. Ends up getting four on the play. It'll be third and 14. And I'm guessing you know what that cheering's for as Jay Cutler comes back on the field.
That's amazing, because I thought when Cutler went down under Ndamukong Suh, that was going to take some time before he came back. But, boy, he got up. It wasn't a head injury. We thought it was a shoulder because Suh landed on top of him. And here he is, one play later, Cutler back in the ballgame.
Third and 14, big play for the Lion defense. Four-man front, Jackson, Fairley, Averill, and Suh. Cutler takes, looks, throws over the middle, in and out of the hands of Devin Hester, dropped it at the 23. The Lions defense holds. They'll get the football back, trailing 10-0, 4:05 to go here, first half.
Tell you what, their defensive fronts, they're kind of picking it up, the Lions is, because Cutler that time had to come to his check down. He felt the pocket collapse, and he said, man, I got to get out of here. I got to get rid of the ball. I don't want to have anybody landing on me again like they did a few minutes ago.
Podlish to punt. Logan standing on the 29 to our left. Podlish has got it. Good punt. Logan to his right. Fields it at the 24. Logan to the right sideline. He just runs out of bounds and takes a lick along the way. Got to the 29-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. 53-yard punt, 5-yard return. I want to remind you, fans, that it's here. The Lions official mobile app presented by Flagstar Bank, Michigan's hometown bank. See real-time stats, watch video on demand, follow all the latest team news. Stay in touch with the Lions anytime, anywhere on your smartphone. Download the official app of the Detroit Lions today. Flagstar Bank is a member of the FDIC. 3:54 to go here in the first half. The Lions trail 10-0. Brandy, you got to get something going on offense. The object of the exercise is to score at the end of the day. You need to find a way to do that. You're in this game. I mean, you have been outplayed so far, but you're in this game because, as you said, your defensive line's getting some things done for you.
I mean, what do you want me to add to that?
You did
a pretty good job yourself.
Why don't you just say hello to some people?
All right, let's say hello to the folks who are listening along the network in Flint on WTRX at 1330 a.m. in Lincoln, Nebraska, KLIN 1400. I'll be in Lincoln this coming weekend. And in Jackson, WIBM 1450 a.m. Good to have all of you with us. And hope you stay with us all season long for Lions football.
Appreciate y'all making us a part of your Monday night.
Lincoln, Nebraska is with us, and I'm sure that they're listening to Ndamukong Suh have a pretty decent night tonight.
Ndamukong Suh, Kyle VandenBosch, Dominic Raiola.
Right, and I bet you, I'll be honest with you, I don't think anybody out there should worry about Jay Cutler's toughness. You saw the hit, we saw the hit with Ndamukong Suh coming on. I mean, last year at the end of the year when he was hurt, a lot of people questioned whether he was tough enough to play in the NFL. Coming back after a play, after getting that sack, that's pretty tough in my eyes.
Cutler down on the sidelines talking to the offensive coaches. Right now, his touchdown pass, a big part of the Bears leading 10-0. His feet, a couple of runs by Cutler have been big in this one. Back to the Lions. Somebody's got to make a play. Somebody's got to break something. Somebody's got to get something downfield. It's 10-0. Another game in which their offense has sputtered in the first half.
Just one first down so far.
Here we go. First and 10 Lions. They fake the inside handoff. Stafford wants to throw. Does. Right side. Got it complete. It is caught by Pettigrew. Takes a big shot from Lance Briggs. Charles Tillman was in there first, and Briggs cleaned him up. Out to the 34-yard line.
Actually, Pettigrew lost that ball, too. Popped out of his hands out of bounds. But he still had gained a few yards, a couple yards. Became a safety valve receiver for Stafford, the check down, because the Bears had everybody else covered.
Given three on the play, second and seven. Stafford wants to throw. Pressure comes, rolling right, looking for somewhere to go. Stafford's going to cut it up, 35. Stafford 40. He's got the first down, and he'll run out of bounds as he cut down at the 41-yard line by Briggs. Briggs was dying to get that shot in. Stafford was running out of bounds. Briggs wanted to get one in on him before he got out, and he did.
Tell you what, that's a
Stafford
good run.
Stafford picked up the first down in 10 yards.
Good run by Stafford in the sense that he saw everybody in trouble, had to make two cuts to get around Charles Tillman. And that's a good play by Stafford to get the first down.
Lions go straight to the line, clock moving, 3:15. They've got two timeouts left. Stafford to throw, pumps, pulls it back, has it to Pettigrew. And again, he loses the football as he's tackled at the 48-yard line. That's two times in a row he has made the catch and then fumbled it out of bounds.
Well, this is a play that, you know, they've gone to earlier today where Pettigrew just takes the ball. He just takes a release from his tight end spot and goes a 45-degree angle over to the sideline, turns and makes himself available to Stafford. And he's almost a third or fourth check down for Stafford. And he's the only guy that's gotten open. That's because the Bears have dropped deep everywhere else.
Charles Tillman made the tackle in that play, but he is also slow to get up and being looked at by the Bears medical staff. Charles Tillman is very adept at forcing fumbles. He's in the 30-30 club, 30 interceptions and 30-plus forced fumbles. Only other player to do that while he's been in the league has been Brian Dawkins.
Well, he put his hand right on the ball while he was tackling Pettigrew, and that's hard to do. And he knocked it free, but it was out of bounds. Good break for the Lions.
Got five on the play, second and five. Lions from their own 47 on the ground. LeSure, 45. Bear territory at the 40 and powers his way down to the 39-yard line. Chris Conte with a tackle, but a 14-yard gain and a first down as the Lions are on the move, their deepest penetration of the night.
And that's a trap draw. Interesting the way they block it up front. They bring Sims across, and he gets a trap block that LeSure breaks off of into the second level.
2.5 to go first half, first and 10 Lions. Stafford looks right, pulls it back down. Now he's going to run it. Slides down inside the 35 to the 34-yard line. Got five on the play. It'll be second down and five for the Lions. They trail 10-0, 2:15 to go first half.
Well, there's Stafford looking to make a quick throw to his slot receiver, Broyles, and he puts the ball up and sees how tight the coverage is right at the line of scrimmage, brings it down and gets five on a scramble.
Second and five from the Bear 34. Stafford deep drop, sets, throws, got it complete, caught down at the 29-yard line. They'll give him the 28 on the spot. Tony Scheffler with a 6-yard gain and a first down for the Lions, and that will take us down to the 2-minute warning.
Well,
the Lions are on the move. I think I got guys to Sherlis in there trying to peel some folks off of Tony Scheffler after the play. And I don't think Urlacher liked that. All right, here we go. 2-minute warning brought to you by Crown Royal. Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. 10-0 Bears, Lions on the move. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Let me tell you about Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. I love hustle and hard work. That's why this may be my favorite Bernstein Advantage. It's not enough to be smart about the law. You've got to bring it every day. And the Bernsteins do just that. They're relentless. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number 7, hustle and hard work. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAME.
It takes a Michigan bank to understand what you, the hometown fans, need. Visit Flagstar.com to see what a thriving Michigan bank can do for you. Member FDIC.
First and 10 Lions from the Bears 28-yard line. 2 minutes to play first half. It is the Bears leading 10-0. Best looking drive of the night for the Lions. Seventh play coming up. So far, they've covered 43 yards, taken 1:54 off the clock. Stafford brings him to the line. He'll operate from the gun. LeSure to his right. Two receivers right, two left. Bears with a four-man front. Stafford takes, looks, throws. Got a complete. LeSure, 25. LeSure, 20. And LeSure for a first down inside the 18-yard line. Brian Urlacher with the stop. Lions into the red zone, brought to you by U.S. Park. $8 a day, every day at U.S. Park. First and 10 Lions from the Bear 18.
One guy they can't account for is the back in the backfield next to Stafford in a four-receiver set.
Stafford out of the gun, looking over that defense. Now he takes inside handoff to LeSure. Looked outside left, now cut it back inside. And there's a football on the ground. Did he fumble it? The Bears are saying they have it. Down at the bottom of the pile. No signal from the official as of yet. Urlacher says it's theirs, and the Bears got it.
Lions are saying that he was down. This is one of those situations. Inside 2 minutes, they got to look at the replay upstairs. And if he's down, that ball stays with Detroit.
Julius Peppers came away with the football. The Lions are saying they have it. Now, what do we have here? I haven't seen anything from the official as of yet. Now the official is saying it is Chicago football. Al Riveron, our referee. And the Bears with the takeaway. LeSure, he was not down. He lost that football.
The previous play will be reviewed.
Boy, it's very close. It looks like if anybody had it, it was Lance Briggs, and yet it was Peppers who came out of there with it. Either way, that's a fumble. I don't see any way the Lions, even if that's under review, are going to be able to retain possession. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
18th takeaway of the season for the Bears. That leads the NFL. And if you're the Lions, you just shot yourself in the foot, trailing 10-0 on your best drive of the night. And their first half offensive problems continue. Under a review, I just don't see any way the Lions are going to get any relief on this.
Nope. It appears as though the ball was free before his knee or any part of his body was down. There isn't enough evidence in a replay, in my judgment, to reverse it. And that's kind of the way I see it.
The only possible hope the Lions would have is if they looked in there and said that, in fact, LeSure had gotten it back. But even then, he was hand-fighting in there with Briggs. Booth Replay brought to you by Consumers Energy Business Solutions, helping businesses save money. That's our promise to Michigan. That is a costly, costly fumble.
Well,
Briggs and LeSure were fighting over it, yeah, and then Peppers came in, and he's the biggest kid on the block.
It takes 3 points away from the Lions. You figure Jason Hansen's well within range. Even if they don't score a touchdown in the final minute, 22, Lions are going to get points on the board.
Jason Campbell is warming up for the Bears, and Jay Cutler's going to go to the locker room early. So maybe there is something with that shoulder area that appeared to be hurt when Ndamukong Suh sacked him earlier here in the second quarter. So Cutler to the locker room, Campbell getting set to come on. Replay here, and here's Al Riveron.
The ruling on the field stands. First down, Chicago.
Bears with a takeaway. Defense out on the field for the Lions. Now, if you're Chicago, you got to wonder how aggressive they'll get here with Jason Campbell coming in cold. He has yet to throw a pass this season.
You know, and he's the only backup that's on the roster. They do not have a third quarterback, so I don't know what the situation was with Jay Cutler. We will effort to find out probably during halftime when we'll get the word. My bet is early third quarter.
Bears have one timeout remaining. Campbell will operate from the gun. Forte to his left. Campbell takes. He's going to throw. Back. Pressure comes. Throws underneath. Sets up a screen. Got it to Forte. He's going to be dropped for a loss back at the 16-yard line. Loss of one on the play. Steven Tulloch read it well. Clock moving down to 109 remaining.
But Tulloch just reads the screen so well. He sees Forte get out of the backfield, and he just, like a rocket, like Durant earlier in the game, runs right to him and makes the play for no gain.
Bears go straight to the line. Campbell out of the gun, takes the snap, inside handoff to Forte, and he is taken down. And I would think the Lions will burn a timeout now, and they do. They stop the clock with 50 seconds remaining. That's a 2-yard run to the 18-yard line for Forte, and it'll bring up 3rd and 9 now. And the Lions can stop the clock one more time after this play if they hold the Bears and get it back with about 43, 44 seconds left with no timeouts remaining. But When you haven't scored yet, you take your shot.
Well, and I think, too, if you're the Bears, seriously, I mean, I would run the ball here, force the Lions to use the last time out, because the Lions have done precious little against the Bear defense. And if I'm Lovie Smith, Rod Marinelli's defense has been doing a nice job against the Bears, or against
third,
the Lions.
Third and eight coming up. And there's a Lion who's gone down to a knee. It's Stephen Tullett. He was ready for the play, and he just went down to a knee. Obviously shaken up there. Fifty seconds remaining. Clock never started. It would start on the snap. Third down and eight. And Tullock is being helped to the sideline by the Lions training staff.
Jordan has called the timeout. Therefore, the injured player will not be charged with a timeout. They still have one remaining.
It's a stop clock situation. No timeout charged to Detroit on the play. Tullock tonight, five tackles, half a sack, one pass defensed. He is the play caller in the middle of that defense. You need him out there. We'll see what happens at halftime. 50 seconds remaining, third and eight. Jason Campbell up under center. Forte is the back. Campbell gives to him. Forte right side, close to a first down. It will depend upon the spot. Amari Spivey came up to finish him off. Alfonso Smith in there as well. That will, in fact, be a first down, and I would imagine the Bears will run out the clock from here. They will have to snap it one more time. 30 seconds on the game clock, 29 on the play clock.
Boy, there's another third down. The Lions could have had something done defensively. You know, they let a running play get 8 yards on them, and they lose a chance at a possession.
Chicago 5 out of 10 on third down tonight. Leading by a score of 10-0, they will get the ball first in the second half. Final play of the half right here. Campbell under center, turns and gives to Forte. And he's taken down at the 28-yard line, right at the line of scrimmage. Let's get down to the sidelines. Tony Ortiz real quick. T.O.
Hey, Dan and Jim, injury update on Jay Cutler. He has been taken off to the locker room, as you mentioned earlier. They're going to evaluate his ribs at halftime. His return is questionable. We'll keep you updated on that coming out of halftime to see if Cutler does return.
All right, we'll check in with Matt Derry at halftime as well, get you up to date on what's going on in the NLCS. San Francisco was out to a big lead early. See whether or not that holds up, and the Tigers will head out to San Francisco for game one of the World Series on Wednesday night. That's all coming up at halftime. First half's been all Chicago. They lead it by a score of 10-0. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
My six-year-old doesn't like it, but if he's riding his bike, he's putting his helmet on.
You do everything you can to protect your kids, to keep them safe, to keep them secure.
When he was a baby, I hung baby gates, put in cabinet locks, outlet covers. He got into everything.
And that's why it's no surprise that more parents in Michigan carry a card from Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network. It's protection that's always with you.
With Blue Cross, I know I'll get the best possible care for my family whenever we need it.
Get access to high-quality care through the largest network of doctors and hospitals in Michigan, plus health plan choices that are flexible for coverage that changes when life changes.
Now that we have Blue Cross, health coverage is the last thing on my mind.
A card from the Blues. More people carry it, more doctors and hospitals accept it, and more moms and dads prefer it. It's coverage that's simply amazing. To learn more, go to bcbsm.com or mibcn.com. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
Lions game day continues now on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Brought to you by Bud Light, the sure sign of a good time. And by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM.
From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, here's Matt Derry.
Old Black and Blue Division game is not disappointed in terms of hard hits, but at the half, the Lions trail the Bears 10-0. Let's get to the first half highlights. Once again, a struggle for the Lions in the first 30 minutes on offense. Chicago drew first blood in this game. On the Bears' first possession, Jay Cutler with a first down run. Then Matt Forte broke one for 40. Bears were in business inside the 10 of the Lions, and Cutler looked for his go-to guy.
Scoreless game, first quarter. Bears knocking on the door. Cutler up under center. Takes, wants to throw, rolls right, looks, being chased now, throws, touchdown, wide open, Brandon Marshall at the goal line, and he turned and stepped in.
7-yard touchdown strike, just like that, it was 7-0 Chicago. Lions with just one first quarter first down, a Michael LeSure 12-yard run, but it was the Nick Harris show in the first half. A bevy of punts for Nick. Lions with three straight three and outs at one point. Bears get the ball back. Move to the Lions' 22-yard line late in the first. They settle for a Robbie Gould 39-yard field goal. It was the Bears 10, the Lions nothing. Detroit's offense could not make any plays, but the special teams coming up big. Lojack playing hero.
It's a 47-yard field goal attempt for Gould. Hash mark right side. Good snap, spot down. Kick is blocked. It is blocked by the Lions. Chris Houston tells everybody to back off it. Sammy Hill got in there and got a hand on it, and that is big. It keeps the Bears from tacking anything else on that 10-0 lead.
Dan Miller with a call. It was actually Lawrence Jackson with a big paw to keep it a 10-point game. Lions defense made a play late in the second quarter. Ndamukong Suh having a solid game.
Cutler on first down, play action fake, back to pass, being chased by Suh. Sue's got him, and he's going to go down. Sack back at the 16-yard line.
Well, that's just Ndamukong Suh running him down. And he beats a double team and uses his athleticism and knocks him down. And I think Jay Cutler's hurt.
Randy's right. Cutler left the game for one play, came back in, but he's having his ribs evaluated right now. He had to leave the game again. Lions forced to punt, move the ball for the first time in the game late in the second inside the Chicago red zone. But LeSure with a fumble recovered by Julius Peppers. That's where we are here at the half. Bears 10 and the Lions nothing. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name. And this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
When I was a student at the University of Toledo, I had an internship and was involved in a marketing club. I learned all about being a leader, working on a team, and managing my own projects. I had always thought it would be really cool to work in the auto industry because my grandpa worked for Ford. So when I graduated and interviewed with the company, I knew it was my UT experience that helped me land the position. I'm Amanda, and UT turned my dream into a job.
Learn more about the University of Toledo during our fall campus preview days, going on now.
ABC Warehouse beats all deals on the top five brands of HD TVs. This week, get an LG 60-inch 1080p HD TV for just $9.99 or less. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios at the half. Monday Night Football from Chicago. The Bears pitching a shutout right now. They lead the Lions 10-0. Well, Tiger fans and certainly fans in Detroit very interested in what's going on in San Francisco tonight. Game 7 of the NLCS between the Giants and Cardinals. And right now, San Fran opening up a can on the Cardinals. It's 7-0 Giants as that one is in the top half of the sixth inning. Giants got out early and often. Pablo Sandoval, RBI ground out in the first. Put him up 1-0. Matt Cain, the pitcher, an RBI single in the second, made it 2-0 Giants. The big hit, bottom of three, Hunter Pence with an RBI double, scoring two. John Jay, the center fielder, booted it, scored a third. It was 5-0 Giants. Brandon Crawford reached on a fielder's choice, made it 6-0. And then Angel Pagan grounded into a double play with the bases loaded. 7-0 Giants. Again, two on, two out, top of the sixth. Matt Cain pitching well for the Giants as they are four innings away from heading back to the World Series. Tigers and Giants have never faced each other in the postseason. We'll come right back after this timeout. Lions got to get something going. We'll look ahead to the second half. That's next. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
There are nearly 1,700 players in the NFL. There are over 2,000 reported injuries each season. And of the 32 physician groups that take care of these professional athletes, only one can be found in your neighborhood. The Henry Ford Medical Group. With over 1,000 doctors and researchers in more than 40 specialties, our physicians make up one of the leading group practices in the country and are proud to be the team physicians for the Detroit Lions. And whether you're injured on the gridiron or in the backyard, Henry Ford Medical Group physicians are experts at getting you back on your feet and in the game. So go where the pros go. Call 1-800-HENRY-FORD for an appointment or go to henryford.com. We're the Henry Ford Medical Group. When others can't, we can.
Sports fans, it's time to get in the game and save big on the brand names you like at Dunham Sports. From golf to baseball, camping to hunting, Dunham's has what you need when you need it at prices that will be hard to beat. Also, check out dunhamsports.com for the weekly circular, videos, and over 20 web coupon deals with prices too hot to show anywhere else. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's Rewards, or if you're a coach, sign your team up for a money-saving team weekend. Get in the game at Dunham Sports. Follow Dunham's on Facebook.
Get in the game!
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You'll receive a maximum tax deduction and a free vacation voucher for 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
Back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, Matt Derry with you. Halftime Bears 10, Lions nothing. Our look ahead of the second half is brought to you by Pink Lemonade 5-Hour Energy, benefiting the Avon Foundation for Women Breast Cancer Crusade. Look ahead to the second half is pretty simple. How about getting Calvin Johnson involved? First half, the Bears' top target, Brandon Marshall, 4 catches, 56 yards, and a touchdown. Calvin, no catches in the first half. He's been targeted 3 times. Matt Stafford, just 8 out of 15 for 43 yards in the first half. Get you back out to Soldier Field after this on the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
At Health Plus, we don't take the word coverage lightly. When we say coverage, we mean comprehensive, affordable health care that blankets the entire state of Michigan. And when we say coverage, we mean a really, really long list of doctors and specialists. Coverage at nearly every hospital in Michigan, including Beaumont, Covenant, Genesis, and the University of Michigan. Health Plus, where the plus is a very, very big network. For more information, call 1-800-332-9161 or visit healthplusdifference.org.
Today's second quarter Michigan May business is Flagstar Bank. Look for a Flagstar Bank on your next drive. You'll probably see two. Member FDIC. Fans, we remind you to support all our Michigan-based, Michigan-made clients.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
Halftime in Chicago, Bears 10, Lions nothing. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios here in the Motor City, we send it back to Soldier Field with Dan, Jim, and Tony, guys.
All right, Diesel, thank you very much. Five straight games now, the Lions have failed to score a touchdown in the first half. Tough to win like that.
How about five of their seven first-half possessions were three and up?
Tough to win like that. And they're down 10-0 in this game. Now, Jay Cutler was late coming out of the locker room for the second half. Jason Campbell was out warming up, but Cutler came out. A little Willis Reed action coming out as everybody's ready to go, and it looks like he's going to be good to go here. Word from Tony Ortiz was that Stephen Tulloch told Dean Kleinschmidt coming off the field that his knee was hurting him, so we'll get an update on his condition as the Lions will be on defense when they come out. And I'm looking across. Tulloch is ready to go. Got his helmet on. He's ready to play after being helped off the field at the end of the first half.
And so is Devin Hester at the other end of the field.
Well, here we go with that.